Broom Closet Productions presents Greedy Heart, written and narrated by A.P. Murray. Epigraph. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Part 1. Greed. Chapter 1. I'm a little leprechaun dressed in green, the tiniest man you've ever seen. If you ever catch me, so it's told, I'll give you my pot of gold. Irish verse. Morning sunbeams poked through my blind slats. The rays were long and warm like yellow fingers, touching my shoulder as I straddled my quote-unquote boyfriend, Eric. God, Eric said, thrusting slowly, it only gets better with you. For me, not so much. Sex with him had lost what made it so special, that impersonal, transactional quality. Our first encounter, Eric hinged me forward over a desk, pulled up the back of my dress, and spread my legs with his knee. Next, we did it against a campus palm on a moonlit night, then on the couch in his office. Our relationship started to develop a great rhythm. Rendezvous, screw, carry on. Now he was spending the night. He was leaving a change of clothes. He was resting his hand at the small of my back. The implication was clear. I was transforming into a girlfriend, someone he might even want to marry, have kids for him, make sacrifices for him, move for his career. He was planning to fuck me all right, just in a different way. But I wasn't after love or a relationship. My goal was money. Oh, baby, he groaned as the dawn stretched into the corners of the cave-dark Florida apartment. His hands tightened on my waist. My cell phone screen animated, flashing and glowing. I glanced to see the caller. No, it couldn't be. I looked again. It was true. In a single sweep of my leg, courtesy of equitation lessons from back in my finishing school days, I dismounted Eric's cock and grabbed the phone. Hello? The recruiter got right to his purpose. I was being considered for a position as a quant. He spieled off phrases, absolute return, trading techniques, assets under management, and shorting. You said you were from? It was too much to believe. I sat up on the edge of the bed while Eric stroked his dick to finish himself off. Odyssey Capital, he said. We are rated number one in Barron's based on performance. As if I didn't know. As if Odyssey wasn't legendary. Somehow they were calling me? I was not a Stanford-minted PhD. I was scratching out my dissertation at a third-tier school in Central Florida, making $25,000 a year as an adjunct with $100,000 in student loan debt, living in a crappy apartment with powdery sheetrock and moldy bathroom tiles. So far, my best job offer was from an automated calling center in Minneapolis. Odyssey was, to use my mother's term, creme de la creme. Its founder, the inscrutable young Peter Priest, sat in the pantheon of new hedge fund gods. Today, in 2006, the people at these hedge funds raked in millions, tens of millions, even hundreds of millions. It was a level of wealth few people could imagine. I could imagine it, I who was born in a modern-day castle. Of course, that was before the great family financial disaster of 1986. That was when wealth, family, love...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?